Week 4 Locker Room Chats here continuing 103.9 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here is Crendon Proffitt alongside head coach from the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. It's Madison Massey. This Locker Room Chat here brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer Stain Bank in Holton, and Ron's Burkirk's Body Shop. Well, it's been a couple of games since the last time we spoke, coach. You got the McLeod game, a victory of 53-17. That was during a three-game winning streak for your team, but unfortunately right now, a two-game skid, a loss to Horton, and then the loss this week on Tuesday against Troy. But what can you tell me about these last three games for you and your team since the last time we spoke?
You know, McLeod, it's nice to get a win right before Christmas break. It's always nice to have that happen. It makes the break a little bit easier. We didn't have much of a Christmas break, as in we only had four practices before our game back with Horton. Horton's always tough. I mean, they play hard. They have a new coach this year, so they just bring energy, and we weren't able to match it. We turned the ball over a lot. We struggled to hit shots. Our scoring was pretty spread out against Horton, and we just let them hit. They shot lots of threes, but made 10 of them. I mean, 30-point swing on three-pointers, that's crazy. We weren't able to close out shooters. And then Troy, we had Troy last night, and we held West 9 to 24, but we couldn't score. You know, if you can't score, you can't win games. We only had 24 points as a team, so she scored as many as our team had, which isn't going to win ball games. So been a rough couple of last games, but we've learned from them. I'm excited to go forward.
And of course, we talk about the games. You also have to talk about the winter break in general. How did your team attack it? You know, what are some things you worked on, your limited practices before the game against Horton? And what are some things you're going to take here to the new year in 2026?
Honestly, we were game prepping most of it, trying to get back in shape. There wasn't a lot of new stuff implemented in those four practices just because of the time constraint that we had. I kind of wish that we didn't have that Horton game right back when we come back from the break. Usually, in the past, we have not had a game on that night, so we've had at least six or seven, maybe eight practices before our first game, which is a lot more time to work on some of those things that you hadn't got in yet. So, looking forward to here in the next couple of weeks, we do have a week where we have four practices and only one game, which is really nice. Hopefully we can work more on that defensive end.
Well, upcoming here on your schedule, you mentioned the games. Riverside here on Friday. Next Tuesday, it's Oskaloosa, the Bears. Then also next week on Thursday, you'll have Riverside. But before we get to that game, though, we'll talk about that next week. But this week, Riverside Friday, Oskaloosa next Tuesday. How are you going to attack these Northeast Kansas League opponents?
Yeah, those two games are going to be extremely tough, and I think great matchups. If we can take care of business, they're going to be very close games. I think they're going to be knockdown dragouts. We've just got to hit some shots and take better shots. We shoot a lot of threes, a lot of jumpers. I'd really like to get to the rim more. I think Nicole Ammon's one of our best assets, and we've got to feed her the ball when she's open. We have trouble finding her on the perimeter. We have girls that just don't see her soon enough, and it's too late, and it's a turnover. So we've really got to hammer that the next couple of days is passing through traffic and delivering a pass.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thanks for jumping up here and joining us in the new year here for our Coaches Shows week number four. Again, good luck on your upcoming games.
Thank you.
That was head coach Madison Massey of the girls head coach for the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. Upcoming for the Jackson Heights Cobras, it's Riverside on Friday and Oskaloosa next Tuesday. Upcoming after this break, we'll talk to head coach Brett Plattner of the boys.